Hey, I'm Bex, and welcome to the Week Junior Show. I'm sitting here with three of the team from the Week Junior, the magazine making sense of the world for 8 to 14-year-olds. Today, I'm joined by features editor Ben.
Hello.
Writer Michael.
Hello.
And assistant editor of the Week Junior's monthly Science and Nature magazine, Stevie.
Hi.
This week, we'll be celebrating an animal success story, finding out about a very old sport, and we'll be hearing from you about how you're adapting to life under the new coronavirus rules. Plus, we'll be having a debate all about April Fool's pranks. But before all of that, as we're talking about staying at home, first of all, you might notice if we sound a bit robotic or a bit glitchy, that's why, because we're all doing this from our homes. But I also wanted to know, what is your favourite fact from this week? What have you learned? Ben, is there something amazing in your world right now?
Yes, there is. Now, like a lot of listeners and people working on this podcast, I am a big fan of Animal Crossing. And I've been playing that a lot this week. My daughter is pretty much addicted, and she said something about, oh, there should be an Animal Crossing TV show, which, yeah, there should be. And it turns out there kind of was, because there was an Animal Crossing film out in Japan with all the different animal characters, but it was never released in English, so it never came out over here. This blew my mind. This is one of the biggest games on the planet. They made a film, and they didn't let us watch it.
Michael, what about you? What have you found out this week?
Well, we were just talking about ways to exercise at home, and my favourite fact this week is that a man in France ran a marathon on his balcony. So he lives near the city of Toulouse, and he ran around 26 miles just going back and forth on his 7-metre-long balcony, which just goes to show that you can do a lot in a very short and small space.
I mean, when you said he ran a marathon, I thought you meant he had a treadmill, but he literally just ran up and down in his balcony.
Just without leaving his 7-metre balcony, just ran a marathon, took him around over 6 hours. He said he was a bit worried that the neighbours might get disturbed with the noise, but I'm sure they were probably quite impressed with the dedication as well.
I guess you could say he had nothing to lose. He was from Toulouse.
Yeah, I'll let you have that one, Ben. I'll give you that. Stevie, what is your favourite fact from this week?
My favourite fact is about whale vomit. So it sounds disgusting, but it can be found on beaches and looks like solid waxy lumps, but it is worth thousands of pounds.
Do we know why it's worth thousands of pounds?
I'm not really sure. I think it's to do with being, well...
Is it rare?
Yes, I think so.
Now I know next time I go on a beach, if I find some whale vomit, I am immediately keeping it and taking it home with me, no matter what my family say. But thank you so much, guys. If you've got an amazing fact you've learnt this week, why not tell us all about it? We might mention it on next week's show. All you've got to do is email hello@theweekjunior.co.uk or find us on PopJam at The Week Junior. Now it's time for Real or Rubbish. Michael, what is your real or rubbish story this week?
So if you've ever had a takeaway pizza delivered to your home, which I'm sure many of our listeners have, then you might be familiar with the small piece of plastic that keeps the pizza toppings from touching the lids of the box. They're called pizza savers. They look like little small tables. And now IKEA has launched a giant version of that design, a human-sized table built in the style of this classic pizza takeaway item. They've designed it in partnership with Pizza Hut. As with all IKEA products, anybody who buys it will have to put it together themselves. But IKEA says it will be the perfect table for when you want to share a pizza with your friends and family. Now, does this story sound true to you, or are we delivering you a lie?
You know, at this point, like, anything could be true right now. The pizza. So I always thought those tables, I call them tables because in my head there were always tables for dolls. I just assumed that's what they were. And until you just said they were to keep the topping away from the box, I didn't really know that, if I'm going to be honest with you. But that does make sense as to why, like, the cheese isn't on top of the cardboard now. But that seems weird. Like, IKEA and Pizza Hut is an odd combination. How have they got in the same room together to chat about this? And also, that's weird. But also, I think, like, I can see that table being made. It's the three kind of, like, pronged thing, right?
Yeah, three-legged table. Mm. I mean, you could just imagine if you ordered a takeaway pizza and were eating it on a massive version of that, and then you had the small plastic one as well, that could look quite fun.
That would mess with my head if that happened. I like the idea of it, because can you imagine, like, the pictures would be hilarious if you had, like, that kind of setup. But also that seems like a weird combination. So I'm going to have a little think about that and I'll get back to you on whether or not that story is true or false. If you've not read your copy of the magazine yet, feel free to make your guess as well before the end of the show and we can find out the answer together. So now it's time for our three big stories from this week. Ben, can you tell us a little bit about what is happening in the world?
The big thing that we're all dealing with is everybody adapting to life with coronavirus going on all around us. So people aren't in school, people aren't in their places of work for the most part, but people are still trying to do nice things. People are still showing compassion and creativity. Schools before they finished had kind of sing-alongs thanking people from the NHS. Birthdays have been celebrated with video calls because people can't be households can't mix. One thing that we were really impressed by at the Week Junior were people putting up rainbows in their windows, and that has inspired the cover for our new issue, where there is a rainbow that you can color in however you like, customize it however you want, put that in your window, and then when you are going out for your one daily outdoor exercise, maybe keep a count of all the different rainbows that you can see and see how many are in your streets and see if there's more and more every day. It's kind of like following a nice little trail. If you aren't able to get hold of a copy of the Week Junior this week, if you go to theweekjunior.co.uk/activity-hub, so that's theweekjunior.co.uk/activity-hub, and you can download a template and you can color that in, put that in your window, and you can join in the fun. And we've had lots of messages from readers across the world, actually, on Pop Jam about the school closures. Somebody said, I'm sad about schools closing, but it's for the best. Someone said, I'm pretty happy about it. Even though we get work to do at home, it's a lot less than usual. And someone said, I think it's good to have a really long break, but then also you will get very bored because you won't have much to do. So mixed feelings. Some people are trying to make it into a fun holiday. But I think for the most part, people are going to miss their friends, but are finding new ways of connecting with them.
Yeah, I think the rainbow thing is a really awesome thing to do as well. I've noticed that in a few windows nearby. In fact, I might do it myself. Are you going to do it as well, Ben?
Oh, definitely. I am going to color a cover. I'm going to get my daughter to do a cover, and we're going to stick them in the window, and they're going to look so lovely. It's really brightened up when we go out for a 5-mile walk every day now, and we keep track of how many we see, and we usually see one or two extra ones each time.
Stevie, what have you been finding out about this week?
So my favourite story this week is from the science and technology page in this week's The Week Junior, and it's about an ancient ball game court that archaeologists have discovered in Mexico. So the court is 3,400 years old. It measured 46 metres in length, which is about half the size of a football pitch, and had stone steps rising from the sides. It is thought to be the second oldest structure of its kind in the world. So the first oldest is 3,650 years old, also found in Mexico, measured 80 metres in length, and had benches dug around the sides that were 2.5 metres deep. So you can imagine how like grand these courts looked like thousands of years ago. So it is believed that the newly discovered structure hosted an early version of an ancient ball game called Ula Molitzli, which looked like a combination between football and basketball, but it was played using players' hips, which is crazy. Yeah. Players would pass a rubber ball between them using their hips and shoot the ball into hoops that surrounded the court. So this particular one that they found didn't have hoops. So archaeologists think that the game was more like hip volleyball rather than the hip basketball at the time. So Ben has actually seen a version of this game, which is still played today in Mexico.
Yeah, I went to Mexico a couple of times, and we went to see this show that was kind of about the history of Mexico, and it had a replica version of one of these ancient courts with these stone hoops. And you could see that these people who put on this show had to do the show every single day, and they had become experts at moving the ball around. But the way they would have to flick it up and then then hit the ball with their hoop. Imagine if you've got room in your garden, try and do this. Try and flick the ball up with your foot and try to pass it to someone else in your family using your hips. And I bet you, even if you practice for weeks, you'll only manage to successfully do it a couple of times. It's so, so difficult. And at certain times, they would play with a ball that was on fire. It was spectacular. There were all sorts of ancient customs that would happen with these games, and there are all sorts of myths and legends that people aren't quite sure if they were true or not. In one legend, and like I say, we don't know if this is true, the winning captain would be killed after the game because it was felt there is no higher honor that you have won that game. Your life isn't going to get any better. This is the ultimate thing.
I mean, between the killings and the balls on fire, I can kind of see why that game isn't around anymore. Michael, what have you been finding out about this week?
So this is a really great animal success story. So the number of African black rhinos in the wild has increased. And this is important because back in the 1970s, there were more than 65,000 black rhinos living primarily in South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, and Kenya. However, by the early 1990s, that number had fallen to fewer than 2,300. So in around 20 years, they'd gone from 65,000 to around 2,000. However, a recent report from the International Union for Conservation of Nature, which is a group of governments and organizations who work together to protect the natural world, has shown that actually the number of African black rhinos is now going up. So in 2012, there were around 4,800 black rhinos in the wild. And in 2018, this number had risen further to 5,630. Now, the reason why their numbers are going up again is because of the success of conservationists, which are people who try to preserve the environment. And they've been bringing in new measures to try and help the black rhinos and protect them against illegal hunting, which was one of the reasons why their population numbers started to fall in the first place, because people would hunt black rhinos for their horns. There was also issues with habitat loss, and they've been brought in greater protections for that as well. And according to the latest figures, this is proving successful, and they predict that over the next 5 years and into the future, that the numbers will keep on increasing, will keep going up. So while they're still an endangered species, there's still a lower number of them than there used to be. There's positive signs that the conservation actions that people are taking are starting to have a real impact, and this endangered animal starting to make a comeback.
So now it's time for our big debate. Now, this is where you get to get involved. Last week on the debate, we had a chat on the podcast about whether we should start using, I can't even believe I'm saying this, reusable toilet roll. So here's what some of you had to say.
Well, someone on Pop Jam said yes and no, because yes, it helps the environment, but also no, because it can be unhygienic. And someone else added, it would help the planet, but it would also be full of bacteria and wouldn't leave a nice smell.
Elsie left us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts saying, this seems weird and it seems unhygienic. I don't want that going anywhere near my trousers. It's just, why? Lily and Charlie, aged 11 and 9, emailed to say, we absolutely love your magazine because it is interesting and funny. We say yes for the big debate because you can reuse the toilet roll and then you save water by not needing to flush the toilet.
Someone else on Apple Podcasts wrote, I understand why reusable toilet roll is a good thing, but it sounds very unhygienic. However, a Pop Jam user disagreed, saying yes, because it will help save the planet.
So as you heard, this is your chance to get involved, get your opinion on the podcast. And you can get your voice on the podcast as well. Grab a grown-up, record what you think of this week's debate, and send it in to us at hello@theweekjunior.co.uk, and you might hear your voice on next week's show. So this week, we're asking about April Fool's Day. Are April Fool's pranks funny? Who can tell me a bit more?
Well, I can tell you a bit more about this. So April Fool's Day, as people may know, falls on the 1st of April and is celebrated around the world. It is a day where people play pranks on each other and try to come up with wild stories to fool each other. In the UK, newspapers often write silly stories to try and trick people. One of the first of these pranks was played by the news channel BBC in 1957. The channel pretended that spaghetti was growing on trees in Switzerland. Now, at the time, spaghetti was not as common in the UK as it is now, and a lot of people did actually believe the story.
I remember hearing about that. And yeah, it is a very, I mean, it is silly, but yeah, if you're not used to seeing spaghetti, you probably would believe it. But I am challenging Michael and Ben right now to say what they think of this. So Michael, I believe you are pretty pro this situation. You're pro April Fool's Day, is that right?
I am, yes.
Okay, so you're going to have a minute on the clock to tell me why. Do you have a little timer with you?
I do.
Excellent. Take it away when you're ready.
So I think April Fool's Day pranks are a brilliant idea. What is better than making people laugh and spreading joy? And I think it's amazing that we have a day dedicated to just having a mess about, having a laugh. And I think it encourages creativity as well, because everybody is looking out for pranks on April Fool's Day. Everybody's expecting to be fooled. So if you are able to successfully prank someone to catch them out, it has to be really clever and really well thought through. And I think as long as you keep it safe and nice and you're not making fun of people, you're laughing with them rather than at them, then it's a great way for people to come together, have a laugh, enjoy themselves. And even if you're the person who gets fooled, if you get caught out, it's a good way to learn not to always take yourself so seriously and to have a laugh and forget about things in the world and just have a really great fun time. I think it's creative. I think it's funny. I think it's brilliant that we have a whole day dedicated to April Fool's Day pranks. Look forward to it every year and can't wait for it this year.
Okay. All right. By my reckoning, that was like 56, 57 seconds. So well under time. Now, Ben, I feel like you might disagree. Is that right?
Yes. And I will start disagreeing now, if you like.
Yeah, go for it.
To me, this is an easy one. April Fool's Day isn't good. The pranks are not funny. They usually end up with making someone look silly, feeling bad about themselves. And even if that's not your intention, someone ends up as being kind of the butt of the joke, and they will not necessarily enjoy it. And sometimes that might happen to you. Sometimes you might do it to someone else, and someone's feelings end up getting hurt. How about instead of trying to fool someone, spend the time doing something kind for them instead, especially now when we're in a difficult situation, maybe just being nice rather than doing something which will end up feeling mean, even if you don't mean it to. And perhaps more importantly, April Fool's Day has got no real significance. Nobody really knows exactly how it started. There's lots of theories, but it's not a real day. It's not like Easter, and we should save these things for proper days and maybe focus on the real important thing of April 1st, my birthday.
So that was all just one big trick to get us to send you a birthday card, was that?
Or presents. You know,
Of course. I'll see what I can rustle up in these times. Stevie, what do you think? Who do you agree with?
Well, it's a quite difficult one, actually. I do think jokes is a really good idea, but then Ben's idea of being kind, especially in the situation now, I might have to edge it for Ben, maybe just because it's his birthday, though.
Yay! Okay.
the old pity vote. Yes, fair enough. I've got to say, I do like the idea of April Fool's Day, and people who are like, oh, it's all rubbish, I think that's a shame because it's fun and it's a bit of silly fun. But I think the problem is it depends on the trick. I think it has to be something good. And if there's a way of making one person not just the butt of the joke, like Ben says, I think that's a good way of doing it. Although right now, anything could be made up, it seems like. It just seems like everything, all bets are off at the moment. So if you've got an opinion on this, let us know. Email us hello@theweekjunior.co.uk or respond to the poll at theweekjunior.co.uk/poll. Go and get involved. Now it's time for the recap of our real or rubbish story. Michael, can you remind me what it was again?
Yeah, so this week's story was that IKEA, in partnership with Pizza Hut, had made a giant-sized version of those small little three-legged tables that you get on the top of pizza deliveries to stop them from sticking to the top of the box. They'd made a giant version of this for people to eat pizza from in real life.
Right, okay. I won't lie, I want this to be true, but I just feel... You know what? No, actually, it's probably quite well designed, isn't it, that little pizza table? But no, I'm going to say it's rubbish. I'm going to say it's false. That's my final answer. Yes, false.
Drum roll, please. It's real.
What? It's real? How is this real? How did Pizza Hut and IKEA come together? How has that happened?
Well, you know, like the Avengers, they have joined forces for the greater good and made this a real product. It's gone on sale for a limited time only at IKEA stores in Hong Kong. But who knows, maybe one day it will come to the UK as well and other places around the world. And also to mark their partnership together, Pizza Hut has also released a new Swedish meatball pizza as well.
Oh my goodness, that is the story I needed to hear today. That is amazing. I love it so much. Thank you for that. Brilliant stuff. Well, that is it for the Week Junior show this week. Goodbye to Ben.
Goodbye.
To Michael.
Goodbye.
And to Stevie.
Goodbye.
Drop us a comment on Pop Jam at The Week Junior or email hello@theweekjunior.co.uk. And don't forget to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get your podcasts. Bye.
If you want to get your hands on a copy of The Week Junior magazine, we're offering a 6-week free trial. To get yours, head over to dennismags.co.uk/theweekjunior and use the code PODCAST.